Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Crystals and Clarity. Today I wanted to talk about black crystals in somewhat of a general sense and why black crystals specifically are such a great addition to your life and to your crystal collection. When it comes to black crystals, they will connect best with your root chakra, so at the base of your spine. And red crystals also are associated with your root chakra, and I actually have a whole episode called All Things Red where I discuss those crystals. And as we know, the root chakra encompasses stability, calm, protection, grounding, all those kinds of things. So having black crystals will help you to deepen your connection and help align your root chakra if you feel you need that type of energy. Black crystals, when used for chakra healing, can help us feel a greater sense of like safety and protection and comfort. Black crystals will also deepen your connection with the physical world as well and help to connect with nature. And as we know, connecting with nature is a great way to feel more grounded and relieve stress. One of the great and very useful properties that black crystals all have in common is that they protect your energy from negativity. Black crystals are well known for absorbing negative energy and holding on to it. So if you are in a situation or environment with unwanted or negative energy, a black crystal will be your best friend in those moments because it will really help to absorb the negative energy so that you don't have to. And because of this, because black crystals are able to easily absorb negative energy, this is why I have mentioned in multiple other episodes as well that it's especially important to cleanse your black crystals more often than your other crystals in order to release that negative energy. And when it comes to the color black in general, throughout history, the color black can be perceived in somewhat of an intimidating way. It can be perceived as very intense or even frightening. And some see black as representing darkness. However, we can view the color black to be powerful and embrace the passion and protection and grounding properties of this color. We can use black crystals to explore the depths of ourselves, and these crystals can help us stay grounded during those times. Essentially, black crystals can help us discover the depths of ourselves and the universe without fear. The color black can also be used to guide others, and this color can even symbolize mastery and knowledge in some cases. For example, a judge's robes are black, or earning a black belt in martial arts represents the highest level of experience and skill. So with that in mind, black crystals can be used to not only ground us and protect our energy, but also to expand our minds and find a higher purpose, which is why black crystals are just so great and versatile. In addition, some black crystals are also used to block electromagnetic radiation, and oftentimes people will recommend having black crystals near your electronics. All in all, black crystals in general are a wonderful thing to have around you for many reasons. And I'm going to share with you a list of some of the black crystals. Now, the properties of each of the following crystals are all similar, but can also vary. So if you are drawn to a particular crystal and you want to know more about it, you can definitely check it out, maybe read up on it a little bit, and see if there is another metaphysical property to it other than, you know, the general ideas that I've explained in this episode. But if you're drawn to a crystal initially, I definitely don't think you need to read up on it and learn as much as you can. If your intuition is telling you to get the crystal, it's best to listen to that. But with that being said, here are just a few of the commonly known black crystals that you can use for all of the things that I mentioned today. Obsidian, black tourmaline, shungite, hematite, black onyx, jet, magnetite, smoky quartz, and black kyanite. You can check out my Instagram for a few photos of some of these crystals. My Instagram is Crystals and Clarity Podcast. And thanks for listening. This podcast is brought to you by Jessica's Holistic Hypnosis.